birthday scam time. We're going to call this guy. We're the Homeowners Association, and he's been parking his boat out in front of the house, leaving it overnight, sometimes all weekend.
Hello?
Hi, is this Henry?
Yes, it is.
Henry, this is Bob Sweeney from the Homeowners Association. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, Bob. How are you?
Pretty good. A complaint has come in about where you're parking your boat, right on the curb in front of your house on the street.
I do park it in front of my house, but it's only pretty late at night, and then I move it again pretty early in the morning.
Why are you doing that?
If I'm able to have the boat at my house early in the morning, then I can get a real fast, real early start.
Well, and we're told that people are seeing it there more than just overnight. I think it was there for a whole weekend recently. So,
can you tell me who's making this complaint? Because it's definitely not.
No,
overnight.
It's confidential. We're not allowed to reveal that. But it is a safety issue, basically. You can see that. I mean, if there's a boat there.
No, I can't. There's nothing unsafe. There's nothing unsafe about having a boat there. It's not any different than
it's
having
a visual
a
obstruction. If you're driving down the street and you come up to this boat, there can be a kid behind there that could run out. Plus, it takes up a lot of room. If everyone parked a large object in the street, obviously that would look like hell.
So are you telling me that I couldn't have a van parked on the street?
I think it's quite a bit bigger than that, especially if there's a vehicle attached to the trailer. So I'm going to have to request that you no longer park on the street, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
All right, now here's the other issue. Wait, you see what you can do? Oh, is that what you said?
There's more than one issue?
There's a second issue, but hang on, let's go back to the first issue. You said, I'll see what I can do? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm gonna try and...
No, you'll do what the neighborhood tells you to do.
I'll see what I can do.
There, you've said it again. Not, I'll see what I can do.
I will see what I can do.
You will not see what you can do. You will say, yes, sir, I'm not going to park there anymore.
I will not park there, my boat on the street any longer.
Sir. Say it.
Sir.
Thank you. Now, issue number two. I'm told by a neighbor that you've been cleaning your fish in the driveway.
Where are you receiving these complaints?
None of your business. Some neighbor.
This is ridiculous.
There's a woman near you. Okay, I'll say this. She's a vegetarian, and it's very disturbing for her to see you clean these fish out in the driveway.
It's very disturbing to me that she's a vegetarian.
Well, that's awfully close-minded of you. You have this bloody mess.
Of her
You've
to
got
have a
guts.
Problem with the way I make
you have
my
a
living.
River of guts that flows down the driveway. There are kids out there. It's disgusting.
It's not a river of guts. No.
Will you agree to no
it's
longer?
It's a stream of water with a few fish parts left in it.
All right. Well, I'm telling you to no longer clean fish in the driveway. Okay.
Is there an actual rule about this? Like there was a rule about my boat parked on the street, or is this just you trying to make the vegetarian happy?
All right, it's my wife.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? I'm going to continue to
you will wash not.
The fish in the
you
driveway
will do no
because
such thing.
There's nothing wrong with it, and it's washing
you will
straight
cease.
Into the sewer, and it's not bothering anybody.
Why don't I come
and
over
you know
there?
What? My wife.
Hey.
My wife loves that I do that.
Why don't I head over there? Let's have a little talk about this.
Yeah, sure. Come on over. That'd be fine.
You want to go?
We'll see how well that goes for you.
We'll see some blood in the driveway.
Exactly. Yours.
No, yours. A river of your blood.
I will wash that. I will wash that.
Flowing down the driveway.
The same way I wash the fish gut.
Body parts.
Body parts.
I will fillet you. Henry, are you having a birthday? We found out it's your birthday from your wife. She wanted us to call. We're not the Homeowners Association. It's Dean and Raj. This is the birthday scam.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. All right. This makes sense.
What do you mean it makes sense? Didn't it make sense before?
It got a little weird.
Not at all. Nothing made sense.
True.
I have a great relationship with all my neighbors, and this was a complete shock.
Well, everything is okay. It was all from your wife. You have a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good one.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Here's today's wild pitch. Have you been near the internet recently? Then you've probably heard the audio clip that's creating an endless and mindless debate as to whether it says Laurel or Yanny.
Laurel. Laurel.
I'm hearing Laurel. Yanny.
See, I hear Laurel.
I hear Laurel.
You hear it, what we've learned is, well, I don't want to go into details about that because it's...
it's Yanny.
It's goofy. But the broadcast crew for TNT listened to it.
So...
And they pranked Charles Barkley, however, by feeding the word donut into his headphones.
I heard Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
What did you hear,
Chuck?
I
heard Laurel.
I thought I heard donut. I'm telling you the truth.
No, you heard
donut. I swear to you, I thought I heard donut.
I guess we hear what we really want to hear most, don't we? That's today's Wild Pitch. We think we have our dead or dumb. We already did dead guy today. That was Fats Domino. Our dumbass of the day, which will be in the running for the weekly contest tomorrow. And it's the dude who...
Florida man running from police stopped by fallen pants.
Always Florida and always falling pants.
This is a funny story because he initially was driving and cut through a parking lot. You know how you do. You want to avoid the light, Raj? You do this.
So you cut a corner.
You cut through a parking lot to avoid the stoplight. And the cops were trying to pull him over for that because you're not allowed to do that. And he took off on a high-speed chase.
Because he probably has warrants out, right?
Eventually hitting another car and knocking over a light pole.
Dumbass.
And then he jumps out and like they do and starts
right, now he's going to get away on foot.
He will run.
Except he doesn't own a belt, evidently.
He was stymied when his pants fell and tripping him. That's how they caught him. So that's pretty dumb. He will go into the finals. Now, this is going to be a tough matchup tomorrow. We have the Mississippi guy who shot up the truck stop because there weren't enough peaches in the cobbler.
Right.
There was the local mom who showed up drunk at the choir concert at the junior high.
I find that more sad.
I do. I feel
and
bad.
And I almost sympathize with her having to gone through all those insufferable elementary and middle school performances.
I thought you were going to say having gone through this exam.
No.
And then
showing
she
up drunk.
To jail.
Yeah, and then she went to jail and somehow started the sprinklers. But we hope that by putting her on the list...
It will help her?
It will help her.
You're turning us into a positive? By putting her on a list called Dumbass of the Week?
It's the least we can do. Then you have the naked guy, naked outside the Alamo pushing a stroller.
Right.
He was wrestled to the ground. And then now the Florida guy...
With his pants on the ground looking like
pants
a fool.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Version.
With the gold in your mouth.
Yeah.
Hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Hey, get your pants off the ground.
Yeah.
He's dead, Chuck.
I want him dead. I want his family dead.
Oh, why can't someone die?
They're dead. They're all dead.
Here's the envelope. Raj's putting the name of a famous dead person in the envelope so we can play dead guy in the envelope. Hi, Dean and Raj on the Eagle at 722. Let's bring in our first player. Steve from Katy joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. You get to go first. As you know, you are allowed to ask one yes or no question to help make your guess. Go.
Okay. Was he an Arthur?
Was he an Arthur?
What'd you say?
Yes.
Was he an author?
Was he an author?
Author. Okay.
He was not an author.
Let's go with Ground Chuck Knox.
Chuck Knox. The football coach who just passed this week, actually. And I think he was probably thinking of what? Tom Wolfe, who passed yesterday?
I don't know.
Well, we've ruled out author, so I'm guessing that's probably what he was thinking.
Well, all authors are off the table, and Josh joins us now. Hey, Josh, how are you today?
Good. And yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good.
You have, let's see, is he an inventor? I'm sorry, an entertainer?
Yes.
Entertainer, okay.
Entertainer.
I'm going to say Jim Henson.
Jim Henson, the puppeteer who...
Yesterday was the anniversary of his death.
Right.
But it is not puppeteer Jim Henson. Bring in Reaver. Good morning, Reaver.
Morning. Was he a musician?
Yes, he was.
Tom Petty.
Is it time for the great Tom Petty?
Thomas Albert Petty.
I think it's Albert, but it is not Tom Petty.
I really don't know. No, not Tom Petty.
It's not Tom Petty.
Emily, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Welcome to the game.
We have a dead musician.
Adele musician.
Want to narrow it down with a question?
Yes. What genre of music?
Well, you have to name one, a yes or no question.
Okay.
So you say one.
Was he a blues singer?
Was he a blues singer? I don't think he's thought of as blues per se. Like,
well, you
Muddy
know,
Waters.
No, not in the strictest of. I would say that he dabbled in it, but not really a straight up blues man.
Okay.
So our hedging on that might be helpful. Maybe probably confusing more likely.
Good. Good. All right. What do you got? Take a guess.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
It is.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, who is a straight-up blues singer. No, not correct. And that's not what this guy is.
No,
blues is not his thing. Jeff, how are you today?
Not solely.
I'm well. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
Did he tend towards country a little bit?
No, he did not.
Greg Allman.
Is it Greg Allman? That's an interesting left-field pick. Could it be? Would we be going that far back? No.
Not today. Thank you.
Hello, Julia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So this musician, not known as a country musician or a straight-up blues musician.
Was he white?
He was not white.
Ah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Rock and roll.
No.
I'll poop.
Watch that language, please.
Yeah, the P word.
It's Zach. How are you, Zach? Zach, are you? Is this Zach? The hell is your problem? Moving on to Eddie. How are you, Eddie?
I'm fine.
All right, we have a dead non-white musician, not known for blues, not known for country.
Ray Charles.
Just going right to it, Ray Charles.
Could it be? I guess that fits what we're talking
about. It fits everything we're talking about, and...
Although Ray did dabble in country.
And he did dabble in the blues, too. But it isn't Ray, so...
Ray Charles did everything.
Yeah, he could do it all. He had a number one country album. Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Josh.
Josh, you're on. Go ahead.
Was he known for pop?
What'd you call him? Pop.
Why are we dancing around this? I'm going to say not... Well...
Pop is such a broad category.
Yeah, and pop can also include so many things.
If what you're saying, did his songs get on the pop chart?
I would have to say, yeah. That's yeah, for well, sure.
Sure. Okay. Let's go with Prince.
Prince.
I see where you're headed, and it is not Prince, who does fit all that criteria.
So he's a musician. I will say we have not nailed the direct genre yet of what he does.
But, you know, a lot of different genres make the pop charts.
Yeah. So that's why we said yes to pop. Terrence, hi, you're on.
Yes. Did he play country music?
No, that's been asked. He did not play country music.
Okay, I'll say Jimi Hendrix.
And that's been answered as well. He probably just got into the game, but it's not Jimmy.
Caleb joins us now. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
So, did he die within the... No. Was he in grunge music?
No, not grunge.
Well, that takes my guess to Chris Cornell. Never mind.
No, that's all right. You've helped.
It's okay.
We'll take grunge off the table. It's a non-white musician, not country, not grunge.
Boy, what other formats out there? Well, what have we learned? We have a non-white dead musician, not country, not blues, not grunge.
To Jeff we go. Hello, Jeff. Wait, let me get him.
Hi, Jeff.
Jeff, do you have a question?
Hello.
Hi.
Jeff.
Oh, am I on?
Yes, yes, sir.
Jeff, you're here.
Okay, because I heard a beep and I didn't hear anything. Was he a soul singer?
He was not soul.
I was going to say Marvin Gaye.
Not Marvin Gaye, the great Marvin Gaye.
Very
on
soulful.
Motown Records.
Not him. You know, there's a really big genre that no one has guessed yet. You're I'm really surprised about this, given where we work.
Hello.
Hello, Lenny.
Lloyd.
Okay, Lloyd, what do you got?
Hey, listen, is he a dead American?
He is an American.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Matthew should be here. How are you, Matthew?
No, this is Jeff.
Okay, now over to Jeff. What's going on with these names?
There's a different name in every slot.
We're just changing it up on you, trying
all
to
right.
keep you on your
That's
toes.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Go
was
ahead.
He popular in the 50s and 60s?
Yes,
yes,
Larry.
He was.
Then we have to be talking about Fats Domino.
And
yes,
you
we are
the winner. Woo! Fats Domino is the dead guy, and you're going to go see Patton Oswalt at the Revention Music Center October 20th. Well done. That took
right.
a longer time.
Nobody ever guessed rock and roll. I don't know why. We're on a classic rock station, but he was, of course, an R&B singer turned rock and roll. He was one of the first African-Americans to attract a white audience with his rock and roll R&B boogie-woogie music that he performed. And he died in the last year. He died in October of 2017, last October on the 24th.
You know, it's a funny story about Fats because he lived in New Orleans and everybody thought that he had died in Hurricane Katrina because he was out of pocket. Nobody had heard from him. And it turned out that he had been rescued by the Coast Guard,
right.
taken to Baton Rouge to a shelter. And he was eventually picked up by Marcus Russell, who was the starting quarterback of LSU at the time and was dating Fats' granddaughter.
Yeah, it was so weird. Well, they thought he was dead because he had to abandon his house because his house was in heavily flooded air, and someone went by and spray painted, "Rest in peace, Fats.
Yeah.
We'll miss you."
Yeah.
So everybody just assumed that he perished.
Yeah, as he was airlifted to Baton Rouge. So the football player picks him up, and eventually he surfaces. He had lost all of his gold records, and
right.
he had a Medal of Honor that Bill Clinton had given him. So George Bush, President Bush, made a special personal trip to replace that medal.
Right. He was 89, natural causes, last October. Fats Domino finally found his thrill.
And Jeff, or Larry, I can't remember which, has won the...
it's Jeff. For my 13th win.
Whoa, are
nice.
You kidding me?
What?
Wow.
Whoa. You want to trash talk chili dog?
No, take the high road. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, classy.
Well, hang on. We're going to set you up with your tickets.
Thank you.
Engineer Andy Rod just put together another one of his music montages. He focuses on one word from a song and builds a whole, you know, he finds all of that word in every song.
Right. He is. He tapped into something we had done for years. And now basically has taken it over.
Well, he perfected it, I would say.
And
plus, we're lazy. We drop it.
We're just, yeah. He's just fascinated with it. And so I have not heard it.
You don't know the theme here.
No. Well, let me see if I can identify it.
Okay. Kelly, now Raj is just playing here, okay?
Right, right.
This will be hard.
I stand down.
Okay.
I'll try.
Shot through the heart!
Wait, that's not it. That's not it. Hold on.
I'm going to go. It's
that's
either shot
start.
Or
no,
heart.
No, that's false start. That is not it. That was the wrong clip. Here we go. This okay. is it now.
Okay.
New montage.
Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I know the first one we have in our stuttering montage, but obviously this one is about nothing. It's about nothing.
What's it about, though?
It's a show about nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing's gonna change my life.
There are a lot of nothing songs.
Right. That might be the ultimate nothing song.
And nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters.
Great song.
It's dark, nothing. Because there's nothing there.
And there's nothing much to do.
Nothing's gonna help you more than rock and roll. Come on.
Money for nothing.
Of course.
Nothing really matters.
Nothing.
Nothing really matters.
Nothing is a sad one.
I like it.
There's nothing.